Hey, you're up early. It's Monday.
Monday.
Back to work. Back to work. Everybody. Work, 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 work.
Be extremely careful what you say.
She's in a mood.
I haven't had my coffee yet.
Caffeine's a mood boost.
Good mood, bad mood.
I got the morning, everybody.
Why are you in such an obnoxiously good mood?
Coffee.
A great mood.
Cup of joe.
What's up, dude?
Hold your ears, folks.
Here I go!
It's showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Monday morning Lauren and Wally show before Thanksgiving Day. How's everybody this morning?
I'm tired. I went to 4 plays this weekend.
Wow. You got them all in, huh?
Yep. It was great. It really was. It was. I stand corrected. Things do change a little bit on each night. And the kids give like slightly different performances. They get
very good.
You're learning so much.
Yes. I know this parenting thing is interesting.
15 years in,
and I'm still learning.
Amazing.
Okay. I can't wait to hear how Lauren's play went.
Right. Yes.
Oh, what's the Hamilton this weekend?
Oh, good.
When are you going to give your review?
When do you want it?
I don't
725.
Know. 725. Yeah, 725.
725 will give you my review.
I was actually in Hamilton.
You were in Hamilton.
It's a beautiful town.
It is. Lovely.
I prefer Wenham.
Myopia Hunt Club.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful place. Okay, we got rain out there this morning. You know, it's light rain. They got snow up north and west. And we do have some more snow on the way. Isn't that exciting news?
Ew.
Okay. Yeah, but who doesn't need snow for Thanksgiving? And speaking of Thanksgiving.
Thursday! Candy yams, potatoes and gravy, green bean casserole, cranberry sauce, stovetop stuffing, pumpkin pie, and butterball. Plump and juicy turkey. It's Thanksgiving. Get ready for high calorie. Stuff your face. Watch some football. And fall asleep on the couch with high powered napping. Don't miss the food. Family fights. Yeah. The leftovers. Thanksgiving. Thursday.
Have you started thawing your Thanksgiving turkey yet?
Don't look at me.
I know. Don't look at me. You better get it out of the freezer.
Okay.
And start getting ready.
There's an amazing microwave turkey challenge that we have to talk about this morning, too.
Very funny. Very funny.
I know your daughter's pulled it, Hank.
Yes.
We'll talk about it.
We had a victim in my house.
Awesome. Oh, boy. I'll tell you, I woke up yesterday morning and my 9-year-old was on SportsCenter.
Oh, yeah.
That is amazing.
That was something to wake up to. I'll tell you how that happened.
That kid can shoot, too.
And coming up this morning, just in time for Thanksgiving, the return of the Lorne and Wally Wheel of Meat.
Oh.
Yes, somebody's going to be spinning for meat this morning right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show. Stick around, everybody.
105.7 WROR, the Lorne and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, hey, cut it out. Too much frivolity going on here, ladies and gentlemen, because Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air here for WROR, and this is serious business, because we have $1,000 in cash from Century Bank on the line this morning. And hankering to get that cash right now is a registered nurse from Attleboro, Massachusetts. Her name is Karen Santos. She's on the line. Now, you know how it is. Nurses, they know a lot of stuff. Pretty knowledgeable people. They got to retain a lot of information and all that sort of thing. Does that sound like a good description of you, Karen?
Not at all, Brian.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
we have a team here. We play every morning as part of the team, and I'm always the weak link, so I don't know how I got picked, but here we are.
We always look for the weak link.
Okay. Well, let's go to the weak link this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, Karen Santos is, by the way, do you know any unregistered nurses, or are you just all registered nurses?
We're all registered nurses.
All registered nurses. Okay. So here's what's going to happen. In the next 60 seconds, LBF is going to ask you 10 questions. You get all 10 of them right. You get $1,000 from Century Bank. You can say pass at any time. Time left over at the end. We come back, pick them up. You get them. You got the cash. Are you ready to play?
I am.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. Go.
What's 9 plus 9 plus 9?
27.
Who played Forrest Gump?
Tom Hanks.
How old is Fenway Park?
Ooh, pass.
Who was vice president during the Obama administration?
Pass.
What city had the first paved roads?
Pass.
Name the longest bone in the body.
Femur.
Captain, My Captain is a poem written by whom?
Pass.
What kind of leaf is on the Canadian flag?
Maple leaf.
Who lived in a pineapple under the sea?
Oh, my favorite, SpongeBob.
Who was the French woman who led troops into the Hundred Years' War?
Pass.
How old is Fenway Park?
100 years old.
Who was the vice president during the Obama administration?
Joe Biden.
What city had the first paved roads? Oh, you ran out of time.
Has expired. You did a decent job there this morning, Carrie, and that wasn't bad at all. So let's review and get the answers to the ones you missed and the ones you passed on.
Fenway Park was built in 1912. It's 106 years old. Let's see. Rome, Italy had the first paved roads.
Okay.
Captain, My Captain is a poem written by Walt Whitman.
I thought it was Captain Morgan.
That's different.
And who was the French woman who led troops into the Hundred Years' War? Joan of Arc.
Joan of Arc.
I know that because I watch Bill and Ted.
Okay. Well, for you, we do have a fine consolation prize. It's a pair of tickets. See Patton Oswalt this Saturday night. It'll be tomorrow night at the Chevalier Theater. It's an absolutely spectacular show. You're going to love this thing. The first show is sold out, and you may have the last tickets here because, I mean, this is a big, big, big show. Hey, have a great time. Thank you very much for playing the game of the day. And tell all of your coworkers to have a nice weekend as well. And thank you very much, and have a very happy Thanksgiving.
You did great.
Thank you.
Really
good.
Good job on the femur, too.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, if you'd have missed that, I'd have taken away your registration.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR. Boston's greatest hits, 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, sponsored by Horizon Interiors. Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
And here's your early men for Maine, everybody. Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus and Effie are taking a walk through the woods on the way to a picnic. When Ephus decides he needs to use a nearby outhouse, he steps in, and after being in the outhouse for an extended period of time, Effie finally becomes impatient, and we hear...
Ephus, for God's sakes, what you doing in there? You've been there forever.
Oh, Effie, I've got a problem in here. I dropped my jacket down the hole in the outhouse, and it's the jacket my mother gave me.
Well, for God's sakes, when you get that out, you're not going to wear that.
Well, of course I'm not going to wear it, but I've got to get it out because my sandwich is in the parking.
And soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
Okay, this is very, very important, everybody. You must stay tuned this morning because at 8:40, we're bringing back an incredible feature just in time for Thanksgiving dinner.
Let Lauren and Wally give you a treat. Spinning the wheel of meat.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Ooh,
it's back. The wheel of meat returns.
Ooh, meat.
Chicken.
Ooh, meat.
That's right. The Wheel of Meat returns at 8:40 this morning, at which time you will have a chance to win a 100-pound turkey from McKinnon's Meat.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay, that's coming up at 8:40 this morning. In the meantime...
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Good morning, this is the Lauren and Wally Morning Show, and it's 3 days before Thanksgiving, the most beautiful, fabulous meal of the entire year for everyone in the world, with one possible exception of a person here in the studio with us. Okay. So, they've actually figured out exactly how many. Now, the Thanksgiving dinner can be actually hazardous to your health in a number of ways. Number one way being that you're going to have more calories consumed in this particular meal if you're an average American than any other meal of the entire year.
Oof.
And they have figured out exactly how many calories you're going to consume if you're average on Thanksgiving Day. And we have the choir of calories ready to sing about it right now.
Oh, wow.
So could you please give us the number of calories we will consume on Thursday?
4,724 calories. 4,000 calories every Thanksgiving. I keep eating so much over all these holidays. My apple pie hole is what I'm stuffing. With bread rolls and gravy, potatoes the mashed and sweet kind. There's turkey for miles, my belt is so tight. 4,724 calories. Now it is time for some Thanksgiving pie.
So, I was on. I was texting back and forth with members of my family yesterday. Everyone has their own assignment now.
Oh, really?
Including, vegetable dishes and desserts and all that sort of thing. So, I'm going to be right up there with the 4,000.
You know what my biggest problem is right now? This is the first year it's really happened to me that, you have the weight where you're kind of rolling normally.
Yeah, yeah.
And going into the holidays, you're coming out of summertime.
Summer, yeah, you're like a little
you're
thinner.
You're feeling pretty
yeah,
good.
Feeling good, feeling
so,
good.
So, like, I have that kind of buffer zone of, like, well, I know I'm going to be, you know, eating a lot at Thanksgiving and the holidays. And, like, so by the time I get to New Year's, I'm ready for that resolution to, like, okay.
Lose, like, a few
pounds. Let's take it all off. Yeah. Here's the problem this year. I've already blown through my buffer zone.
What happened?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what happened.
What happened?
I know. I just, from experience, you just ate too much.
You know what happened to me? 1985.
Yeah. Well, what happened was, like, I did Pan Mass Challenge. August. Felt good.
Yep.
I stopped exercising right after that.
Did you really?
Yeah,
because you were in good shape.
Since.
You were
way
down.
I was in pretty
down.
Good shape. Yep. And okay. Now I'm like.
Yeah, but how much do you weigh? I mean, really.
Right now, my normal weight is like 175.
What, okay, what should you weigh? 175,
I'm,
that's a good weight?
175, I feel pretty good.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Me too.
I am right now, as of last night, we had our first Thanksgiving. I weighed myself this morning, 199.5.
Ooh. Oh, that's amazing.
Hey, that's 25
yeah.
pounds.
Yeah, I know.
More
that's a turkey.
Love.
Do you round up or down?
Oh, I round down. No, I have a digital scale, so it's right on there.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Wow. Wow, what
but
do you think's going to
happen?
When
it started going around, it started flashing the two, and I was like, oh, no,
no,
oh,
no, no,
do you
no,
think
no,
you're,
no,
you think you're going to go over two?
Yeah. I don't know how I'm not going to.
I bet you do.
I mean, I ate a Thanksgiving meal yesterday. I have a pie in my car right
I
now.
I bet you're gonna end the year, 2018, at 207.2.
All right, what's the over-under?
Really?
Yes.
Set the line. You think he's going to gain 7 pounds?
I think he's going to
gain 7.2. Okay, write it down.
I think he's going to measure in at 210.
No, you're taking the over.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. No, I think you're gonna top out at 204.
Okay.
Okay. 204. You got it. Okay.
I'm so glad I'm not playing this game.
You got 207 and you got 210.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get down to 304.
Okay. We got it.
Jeez.
All right.
Okay. The day we're all back together after Thanksgiving, we're gonna check it out.
No. Yeah.
Not after Thanksgiving. 2018.
We'll keep track all the way along. Okay. But I think what I'm gonna do in the meantime. I'm just going to ask for larger clothes for Christmas.
You know, that's a brilliant idea.
Good plan.
That is definitely the way to go.
Been there.
105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Hey, tough weekend. It's 17 minutes before 7 now. And Thanksgiving, of course, is Thursday. And then the day after is Black Friday. And this is where everybody they go out and they start doing their holiday shopping, and they think that they're saving tremendous money, you know, a lot of money.
Mm.
Are you really saving money? As a matter of fact, you are saving money.
But how much?
Okay. And it all depends on what you're buying.
And the thing is that, like, if you do the money saved versus the time spent, is it really worth it in the end? Because, you know, you have to get up. Wait, go to bed late, get up early, stand in line, deal with other people.
Sure.
People who are really, really, like, super Black Friday shoppers, I feel like they do save a lot of money.
Okay.
They do.
But they put in the time to do
yes,
it.
Yes, right. I think yeah. if I went, I would
You have to
I
study
be,
this.
Yeah.
My brother would go to New Hampshire because they, like, they'll open, like, Thanksgiving night sometimes.
They don't care. Yeah.
And then get ready for midnight in Massachusetts.
So if you're going to shop for certain items, you're going to save a lot of money. Other items, not so much. But pretty much across the board. So what are the big things you're going to be buying for the holidays? Like phones and computers, right? Pretty good deal. You're going to be saving, on average, for phones and computers, 25%. That's a big savings.
It's all okay. Right.
Okay.
All right.
Consumer electronics, like TVs, speakers, and all that kind of stuff, 26%.
That's and not really worth getting
really
out of
worth
bed.
It, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're not into it.
I'm a 40 to 50% off person.
You're wow. Okay. Okay, get 40 to 50% off, you got to move up into movies and music and stuff like that. Okay, but what is the one category?
Laserdiscs. Good deal on Laserdiscs.
So what's the one category where you're going to save more money than any other category? Anybody? No way? Okay.
No idea.
Jewelry.
Oh.
Now, what does this tell you? Because if you're going to save, you know, you got to save 25%.
It tells me that Dave's girlfriend's getting jewelry.
Computers and phones, you're going to save 25% and they still make money. On jewelry, you're going to save 73%, and they're still going to make money.
Whoa.
The markup on jewelry, they're really screwing you on jewelry.
Okay.
The markup is enormous on jewelry.
Are we going into a commercial for a jewelry place?
Yes, we are.
Hey, you sweet talker.
That's basically what happens.
Yeah.
Do you get jewelry for your wives and girlfriends and stuff?
God, I hope she's still sleeping and didn't hear this.
Do you still do that?
I'm going to take that as
well,
a no.
Well, it does fit in the stocking nicely.
When was the last time you bought jewelry for your wife?
Nice jewelry?
Yeah.
Well, wedding rings count, right?
How do we have this? Like, nobody made this.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
You know, we got connections where we could have reached out to other sources.
On 105.7 WROR.
Okay, does everybody feel like, even though, you know, you have nothing to do with playing football over the weekend, with the bye, you kind of got a weekend off? Did you feel like that?
Yeah.
You know,
it was less stressful.
Yeah, less stressful, yeah.
Let's talk basketball. Struggling Celtics back in action tonight in Charlotte against the Hornets. And Kemba Walker, he had 60 against Philly in a loss on Saturday. Celtics 9-7. They're in third place in the Atlantic Division behind first place Toronto and second place Philly. Patriots had the bye week. They get to sleep in. 7-3 Pats play the Jets in New Jersey next Sunday at 1. The good news, Gronk expected back in the lineup after missing three of the last four games with ankle and back injuries. Monday Night Football tonight is actually a great one. The battle of two 9-1 teams, the Chiefs and the Rams. Game was originally scheduled for Mexico City. Azteca Stadium in Mexico City, the field was in such poor condition, the NFL canceled the game. They moved it to L.A. Meanwhile, yesterday, 33 years to the day, the Redskins quarterback Joe Theismann suffered that gruesome leg injury.
Oh, my God.
Current Redskins QB Alex Smith suffered the same exact injury, a broken tibia and fibula. Theismann was in the stands.
Bad luck.
Watching. Wow. Smith out for the year after undergoing emergency surgery. I had the same exact injury.
Yeah, they were saying it was a very Hank Morris type injury.
Luckily, mine wasn't compound. His was compound.
Where the bone sticks through the skin.
Right. For the voyeuristic members of the nation and Lauren and Wally, you can go to WROR.com if you want to compare, you know, the Theismann and the Alex Smith.
Yeah, right. Yeah, really bad.
Bruins off until Wednesday night when they play in Detroit. And reports say at least nine teams interested in Red Sox free agent pitcher Nathan Eovaldi. Finally, Middletown, Connecticut native Joey Logano, the NASCAR Monster Cup champion, winning the Ford EcoBoost 400.
That's a big deal.
I'm Hank Morris. That's a look at sports.
Okay, thank you very much. And coming up next, we have a Brian Bellbuster today, and this is all about turkeys.
Yeah, it's turkey week, so I've got a turkey call for you. Carla is having a little birthday right around the holiday, so her husband Joe wanted to get her. I called Carla as a guy who would actually hunt and serve the wild turkeys in their backyard.
Oh, I think this. I'm shh, Carla, be very, very quiet. I'm hunting turkeys.
What?
Hello?
Oh, my God.
Missed him. Missed him.
I don't believe this. You're actually shooting the turkeys that are running wild and selling them to people. That's crazy.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show.
Hello.
The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
So I heard from Joseph, and he wanted to get his wife Carla with a Brian Bellbuster. Have you guys noticed all the wild turkeys around?
Sure, yeah.
So has Joe. So he let me know, and I am actually going to call his wife Carla as someone who is willing to hunt the wild turkeys in their backyard.
Hello?
Hello. Who am I speaking with?
This is Carla. Who's this?
Hi, Carla. This is Elma from Gobble Gobble Gone. We're just making calls in your neighborhood to see if you've made any plans for your holiday turkey.
Actually, no, I haven't really thought about it. I usually just get a frozen turkey. Why? What's going on?
Well, we're currently fulfilling orders in your neighborhood, and there is a group rate because we've already signed on a few of your neighbors to our turkey service. And, you know, free-range turkey is a little bit healthier, and that's, I think, what we're all looking for these days, you know?
Yeah, that's not a bad deal. So, wait, you're telling me Nancy and Jim also signed up for this?
Yes. Yes, they have. We are currently fulfilling some orders in your neighborhood, and, you know, if you sign up now, you can get it in there in time for the holidays.
Interesting. Okay, so the, what are the rates? Like, how does this work?
Well, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but there are 25,000 wild turkeys in the state of Massachusetts. We're part catering company and part exterminator. We come out and actually take care of some of the wild turkeys and then feed your family.
Are you serious?
Farm to table is one thing, but this is really backyard to table. And it takes care of controlling the wild turkey population in the state.
But wait, you're not joking. Like, you're actually... you want to come shoot the turkeys in my backyard?
I'm actually in your neighborhood currently fulfilling orders.
Oh,
shh. Carla, did you hear that?
Yeah. What are you doing?
Oh, I think this.
What are you
doing? Shh, Carla, be very, very quiet. I'm hunting turkeys.
Wait, what?
I'm out back, your neighbor's house.
You're,
I got an eye on
turkeys as you're on the phone with me right now.
Be very, very quiet.
Hello?
I don't want you to frighten away the turkey. This could be there.
Hello?
This is a good one.
Oh, my God. Hello? Hello?
Oh, my God.
Missed him. I missed him. That spooked him. I missed him.
I don't believe this. You're actually shooting the turkeys that are running wild and selling them to people. That's crazy.
We're helping to control the turkey population and feed hungry families for the holidays.
My husband and I were just talking about this the other night, but I... Oh, my God.
A lot of people have shown concern about the wild turkeys. We saw a need in removing these turkeys, but why waste good turkey meat? I don't know if you were aware of this, but the squirrel population is booming right now.
No. Please spare me. I'm already mind blown with the turkey.
Well, have you heard of a turducken? A turkey stuffed with a duck, stuffed with a chicken?
Oh, my God.
We do a very similar thing with some of the local varmints. So we'll stuff that turkey with a squirrel and a chipmunk.
No, this is too much. This is so gross. Please stop talking.
So you're not interested in a tersquonk?
No. This doesn't even sound appetizing. No. Oh, my God. No.
Well, we could help you with the turkeys.
No, I think I might have to pass on this one. Appreciate you calling
turkeys.
Me.
Oh.
No.
Wait, I think.
Please.
I've got. Hold on.
Sir.
Wait.
Sir. This is crazy.
Oh, I'm. Oh. Oh boy, that was a miss.
Oh.
You don't happen to drive a white Honda Civic, do you?
In my neighborhood, I gotta call police.
Well, no. What you should really do is call your husband, Joseph.
Oh, my God.
And let him know that we did give you a call today, Carla.
What?
This is Brian Bell from the Lauren and Wally Show.
Oh, my God.
This is a Brian Bell buster, Carla.
This is your birthday. Oh, my God. You really had me.
You really thought there was some nut out back hunting turkeys,
yeah,
didn't you?
There are so many crazy out there shooting turkeys and selling them. Oh, my goodness. Did my husband put you up to this?
Yeah, he wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, my God. I'm going to kill him.
And we'd like to thank you for listening to the Lorna Wally Show on WROR.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
Amazing story. The weekend, Brian Bell takes his son, Sam, to a Celtics game, and all hell breaks loose.
Yeah, well, I mean, we woke up yesterday morning, and this was on my TV.
Great moment last night. Donovan Mitchell, pregame, Jazz Celtics. This young man is rocking his high school jersey from Brewster Academy. So Mitchell invites him on the court to warm up pregame, and he even signs the jersey afterwards. So mark it down, that young man will be a Donovan Mitchell fan.
Who was that young man?
So Donovan Mitchell, he plays for the Utah Jazz. Invited my son Sam out to rebound for him during the pregame of the game Saturday night. And it all went haywire. It was amazing. Sam became like a viral sensation on Saturday night.
That's amazing.
This is all because, A, he's a huge basketball fan. We're Celtics fans. Don't worry. We're Celtics fans.
Yeah.
But he's also like a fan of just basketball in general. Like, I think kids now, because, you know, players get traded, so like he's a fan of different players. And Donovan Mitchell, he was almost Rookie of the Year last year. He's really good.
Yep.
He went to school up in Wolfboro. Oh, you go up to Wolfboro.
Yep.
Up at Brewster Academy.
This, which is a little, it's a prep school, but it's basically, it's a basketball factory.
Yeah, they turn out NBA guys like crazy.
So Sam Bell talks basketball like a 30-year-old man.
Exactly, right.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. And so we vacation up there. So I'm like, Brewster Academy, you know, he loves Donovan Mitchell. So for his birthday in September, I made a Donovan Mitchell Brewster Academy jersey and gave it to Sam. So over the weekend, I'm like, hey, we're going to go to the Jazz game. Why don't you wear your Donovan Mitchell jersey, you know, under your Celtics gear? Maybe you can see him in warm-ups and he'll just give you like a high five or, you know, say, hey, good
job. Get him to autograph it.
You know, yeah. Sam's like, oh, maybe he'll autograph it. I go, you know, That's probably not going to happen, buddy, because, I mean, he's busy. He's working.
Yeah, he's
it's not
he's
like you're going to you're gonna get to go out on the court and, like, hang out with him or anything.
Yeah,
like,
yeah right. Like, yeah, come on, what are you dreaming?
Like, tone it down, kid, right? So now you know the Celtics games are sometimes on our station,
WR.
Sure.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we get to the game early to watch the guys shoot around, and I went over to say hey to some of the people we know, Charlie, who sets up all the audio and stuff.
Yep.
And I'm showing Charlie Sam's Donovan Mitchell High School jersey. And the guy sitting next to Charlie says, hey, let me see that. He turns around. Man, we got to get you on TV. It's the guy who is basically the TV guy for the Utah Jazz.
Wow.
So I'm like, yeah, okay, buddy, thanks. All right, and we walk away and go, you know, Sam wanted something to drink and some popcorns. So we're walking around. And then it's still early in the game, or early in the night, so they're still kind of shooting around. I go, hey, there's Donovan Mitchell. He's shooting around. Let's go see if we can catch his eye or something. So we walk over, and Sam's like, oh, but I don't have a Sharpie. I stop back. We get him a Sharpie, and Cedric Maxwell.
Oh, my God. How many people are involved?
This
it's so
is amazing.
Amazing.
Cedric Maxwell sees us coming. And says, hey, is that the kid with the Donovan Mitchell jersey? And we're like, yeah. They're looking for you.
Wow.
Like, so Cedric Maxwell grabs my kid and takes off.
Wow.
And walks him, walks Sam, my 9-year-old.
Get this.
Down onto the court. Now, I'm following along, and the security's like, I don't have any pass. I'm right. like, I'm sorry, Cedric Maxwell has my son. So
this might be a kidnapping. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, sorry. Be serious, officer.
Following my kid. Walks him down onto the court while everybody's warming up before the game. And over to the guy. He said, here comes the Utah TV people. And go, hey, where you been? I told Donovan and he wants to meet you.
Oh my God. That's so awesome.
Like, you got to be kidding me. So all of a sudden, Donovan Mitchell comes over and says, hey, man, I look. Actually, do I have. Is this cute?
Sure,
up
yeah,
here?
Yeah, yeah. Listen,
here, listen to this.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing? Like your jersey. I'll sign it after I'm done shooting, okay?
Like your jersey.
You got a rebound for me? Come on.
You got a rebound for
me? So it's hard to hear, but he comes over, super nice, says, hey, to my son Sam. Sam, do you want to come rebound for me?
Oh, my God. Wow. What an amazing situation.
So I'm like, oh, my God. So Sam goes out. Rebounds for him. He's passing the ball back and forth with Donovan Mitchell before the game.
Oh, my God. Even I'm excited about this, and I don't know any
I have
sports.
Goosebumps listening to this.
And then after he came over, he signed Sam's jersey and took a nice picture. And then we, you know, went back to our seats. And then Donovan Mitchell destroyed the Celtics, right. So thanks a lot.
Yeah, other than that, it was a nice day.
But then we're watching the game, and some people, like my friends, are texting me, like, was that Sam? Was that Sam? I'm like, what are you talking about? The NBA on their Instagram and their Twitter put up a video, a little montage of like Sam coming out, shooting hoop, doing all that. It's up to like almost 1.5 million views.
Wow.
I'm like, wow. And then we woke up yesterday morning and they're showing the clip on SportsCenter. And I'm like, wow, that really, really ruins Christmas.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Holy
105.7 WROR.
Let's get to it. Here's your men from Maine. There we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Ephus and their good buddy Earl have all decided to apply for jobs as detectives with the Bangor PD. They're being interviewed by Detective Trace Dickey when we hear...
All right, boys, I'm going to show you a mugshot here, and I want you to tell me what you can deduce just by looking at this picture of the criminal. You, Earl, what would you say?
Well, that's easy. He only has one eye.
Well, he only has one eye because it's a profile shot. You think about it. Lamb, how about you?
Well, he only has one ear.
What's the matter with you two? It's a profile shot. You're seeing him from the side. How about you, Ephus?
Well, it's pretty obvious to me. He wears contact lenses.
Wait a minute.
Well, that's correct. How did you know that? No one else here saw that.
Well, it's pretty easy. How's he going to wear glasses with only one ear and one eye?
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
Lorne and Wally. Mornings. 105.7 WROR.
5.7 WROR. Good morning and welcome to the cultural segment of the Lorne and Wally Show this morning. And we're going to review a day at the theater yesterday.
Well, this is fascinating to me. because you, sir, are not a musical person.
That's true.
But
not a big
musical
person.
You went and saw the most popular musical in all of the land yesterday.
It's called Hamilton.
Yes.
Okay, and
it's your name, man. Alexander Hamilton.
It's fabulous.
My name is Alexander Hamilton. And there's a million things I haven't done. But just you wait. Just you wait.
Alexander Hamilton. It's an unbelievable show.
All day.
If I had to review that with one word, it would be fabulous.
Well, I need more, though.
Yeah, we need more than one.
We have a couple of minutes to fill.
See, you know, okay, fabulous. Thank you very much. Have a good night. And thank you. And tip the waiter. The deal on Alexander on Hamilton is that when it comes to comparing shows, Broadway shows, you can't, because it's like comparing apples to oranges.
So what was your favorite musical up till now?
Yes.
Oh, man,
yeah,
that
see,
is
right.
Really...
He doesn't believe in song.
Annie? Was it Annie?
Rent?
Wicked?
Rent was really good. Stomp was good.
A chorus line, maybe?
No. Probably Rent. Maybe you're right about that. That was a really good show.
Okay.
I enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah, it's been a long time, though. So
been a very long time, okay? But this is a completely different musical. It's different. It's an amazing history lesson all by itself, a standalone history
very
lesson.
Very true. Yeah. I felt smarter when I left, and that's always good.
I mean, if they taught history that way,
I know, I would have been
Yeah, you would
so
be.
Smart.
You'd know all about history if they taught it that way.
Yeah.
What was your favorite number? Do you have a favorite number?
Nope.
Seven.
I just loved everything about it. It was funny. It was sad. It was
the king. Amazing,
the king
is Lucy's favorite.
Oh yeah,
so weird.
The king was very very funny, and it was just if I were going to go. Here's the one thing I took away from it from all other musicals I've ever seen, the sheer volume of lyrics in the show.
Right.
Okay. Do you realize how hard it is to memorize an entire show of lyrics for a regular show?
I know. Yeah. It's
and this
genius.
Yeah. And this
I mean,
had to
you help. Know how long it takes us to memorize this show every
That's
day?
It's unbelievable. This show must have triple the number of lyrics of an ordinary show because it is so fast moving and unbelievable and convoluted and complicated. So if you ever get a chance to see it.
It's gone out of Boston now, but it will be. All it's right. obviously going to be in New York forever and traveling all over.
Remember Liz Walker, TV4, news anchor star? I believe her son plays Aaron Burr in the Traveling Hamilton that was just in Boston.
You're kidding
yes.
me.
Her
I
son,
no
Nick.
Idea.
You are absolutely correct about
Talented
that.
Talented guy.
Yep. He's unbelievable. He's great as Aaron Burr. So anyway, you head down to New York for the holidays or something like that.
And you have an extra $1,000 in your pocket.
Yeah. You got an extra unbelievable amount of money. Go see the show. It's just absolutely spectacular. Okay. Coming up next on the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program, ladies and gentlemen, we have your Dirty Laundry.
The fascinating story about a TV star's cat. And the damage it caused in the TV star's brown skin. It's
unbelievable.
It's amazing. Well, I have some good stuff in today's Dirty Laundry.
Okay, fire away.
First, let me just tell you. I'm going to tell you why you shouldn't leave a cat home alone. It's a cautionary tale. But first up, a little bit of karma for Kelly Ripa and why I hate Catherine McPhee. Okay.
First
up,
God. Okay.
Kelly Ripa was furious when Michael Strahan went to GMA.
Yeah.
And because they had a good thing going there. And then he went to GMA and he did the morning show, but now he has GMA Day because the Chew was canceled and that fills in the spot because Mario Batali is a pig. So anyway, but the ratings of GMA Day with Michael Strahan are not doing well. Only 1.76 million viewers, while Ripa's show brought in 2.85. So there's that. And I'm team Kelly Ripa, even though I'm jealous of her and she's so thin. Okay. Now, I hate Catherine McPhee for so many reasons, but really
that's
the
a
most,
strong word.
Listen.
Yeah. Wow.
She's a homewrecker. So she just was
so
put on her
one.
Instagram,
okay.
Meet the Fosters. So she's engaged to David Foster, who is a musician and also he was married to
A
Real Housewife of Beverly Hills, Yolanda.
I know.
I
know.
Up. And then Yolanda got Lyme disease and got sick. And David Foster was like, no, I'm all set. Your sick card is up. That's what he actually said to her. And then he left her for Catherine McPhee, who's 34 years old. And he's like 110. And she put a picture of, Catherine put a picture of Meet the Fosters, Mommy's Home. And it's Photoshop with her face, David Foster's face, and then all David Foster's elderly children. So,
really?
Oh my God. But this is the kicker. This is the kicker for me, because David Foster was talking about how he met her in 2006 but didn't really notice her. She didn't catch my eye on the first day because I was so busy trying to do my job, Foster admitted. But the reality is that in the last 12 years, I've always had a connection with her. Pig. Pig! Hmm. He was married to a woman, and then he dumped her because she got sick. So that's that. All right, now my great story about why you shouldn't leave a cat home alone. Frankie Muniz, you know Malcolm in the Middle?
Yeah.
He went to France for his uncle's funeral, and, you know, he left. Obviously, you can leave a cat for a couple of days sometimes, or cats. Yeah. Well, he came home, and his four-story brownstone in New York was three of the stories were flooded.
Oh my God.
Oh, my God. He tweeted, I arrived home to find four floors of my five-story brownstone under 3 feet of water. Everything I own destroyed. Every wall, piece of artwork, personal photos, furniture, all because my cat accidentally turned on a sink a few days ago while we were gone.
Oh, accidentally?
Oh my God. Yeah, well, so really? I don't know if it was accidentally. So I heard from the cat. This is what he had to say.
Oh, really?
You left the water running, didn't you? What's wrong with you? Why do you do that? I told you not to do it.
Harry, it's our calling card. All the great ones leave their mark. We're the wet bandits.
You're sick. You know that? You're really sick.
You're sick.
Really
the upside
sick.
Is it didn't smell like a litter box when you get back.
That's probably true.
Very true.
It smelled like a very wet litter box.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time has come. This is when it gets tough. And we find out if the tough get going or the going get rough or whatever. We have a contestant on the line to play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. Okay. Her name is Yana Gaber. She is from Bucksboro, Massachusetts, and she's an office manager. Now, I look at it like this. An office manager, you know, got a lot on your plate, you know? Got a lot of balls to keep in the air all at the same time.
Sure.
Probably well organized and all that sort of thing. So, good morning, Yana. How are you? Good morning, Yana. There you go. How are you doing this morning, Yana?
Very good. How are you?
Good, thank you. So, are you keeping the balls in the air this morning?
Trying.
Good for you. You're not nervous at all, are you?
Just a little bit.
Okay.
Don't be nervous.
Nope. Because I'm sure that these are really easy questions that LBF has assembled for you this morning.
They're tricky. Some of them are tricky.
Okay, so we got what's going to happen. You're going to have 1 minute, 60 seconds. LBF will give you 10 questions in there. You answer them all correctly. We immediately award you with $1,000 from Century Bank. If you don't know an answer, just say pass, move on, you know, and get to the end. Get right through them. Then you have time left over. You can pick up the ones you missed. So you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
All right.
I think we're all
I
set.
I am.
Okay, great.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What's one third of 30?
Pat.
What part of Albert Einstein's body was removed after his death?
His brain.
Who secretly recorded Monica Lewinsky's confidential phone calls about a relationship with President Clinton?
Pat.
Who played the dude in The Big Lebowski?
Pat.
Where is the International Tennis Hall of Fame located?
Newport.
Which Golden Girls actress won an Emmy?
Betty White.
What holiday takes place the day after Halloween?
Pat.
What team owns the longest winning streak in NBA history?
I don't know, Celtics.
What artist is known for his blue period?
Pat.
Katniss Everdeen is the protagonist in which book series?
The Hunger Games.
Okay, what's one third of 30?
Nine.
What is who secretly recorded Monica?
Time has expired. Well, you got three wrong, you got three right, and you passed on a bunch. So we will go ahead and
is a learning experience because now you're going to know all these things and you're better for it. So a third of 30 is 10.
You were close, though. Very close.
Yes. Yeah.
You were within one, as a matter of fact.
The person who secretly recorded Monica Lewinsky's confidential phone calls about a relationship with President Clinton was Linda Tripp.
Remember her?
Yep.
The guy who played the dude in The Big Lebowski is Jeff Bridges.
Remember him?
I should have known that.
I'm the dude.
Which Golden Girls actress won an Emmy? This was a trick question. All of them did.
Oh, so really, she got it right.
She did get it right. I'm going to give her that.
Right. Okay.
I'll give you that because one. That was an evil trick
question. That was kind of evil.
Count that good.
The holiday that takes place the day after Halloween is All Saints Day. The team that owns the longest winning streak in NBA history is the L.A. Lakers. And the artist known for his blue period is Pablo Picasso.
Okay.
But for you, listen. You know, you're going to be really happy because I have an unbelievable consolation prize for you this morning. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I want to hear
listen to this. You have an entire copy of the Eagles' Legacy 12-CD DVD Blu-ray box set. It's in stores right now. This is incredible. This is a collector's item, too. It's a courtesy of Electra Asylum, and we're going to ship
that
off to you. That's an awesome prize,
man.
It's
a great gift, too.
So, yeah, if you want to.
Saying.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Merry Christmas, Dad.
Thank you so much for playing the game this morning. Thanks for being a member, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, as well.
Take care now. Okay, you think you got what it takes to win a grand in 60 seconds? Simply log on to WRR.com because the first thing you have to do is you have to apply. And then we contact you, we set you up, we get you ready to go. You can play and win, okay? And we'll play again tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow, we're
tomorrow
do
right
it.
Here at WROR.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Okay, have you seen what's happening with Thanksgiving coming up here? There's a lot of mischievous millennial mama mayhem going on.
Oh, I love it. I love it when you can prank your mom.
Yeah, pranking mom on Thanksgiving.
So this new thing is it's the microwave challenge, and millennials are calling their moms or texting their moms and saying how long to cook a 25-pound turkey in the microwave.
So this happened to you, right, Hank?
Yeah, my wife. Thursday night, my wife gets a text from my daughter. Hey, Mom, how long does it take to microwave a 25-pound turkey? Pam's response, you're kidding me, right?
Yep.
Charlotte goes, no. Are you talking about defrosting it in the microwave? No, we have a time constraint. And then in caps, do not microwave a turkey.
Yes, that's fantastic.
Some of them have gone up on YouTube and Twitter with videos. Check this one out.
Okay, listen to this. Check this out.
Are you guys out of your mind?
Oh, my God.
A 25-pound turkey.
Yeah, what? Yeah, we can.
No, you can't. How big is that turkey? It fits in your microwave?
Yeah, we can squish it in there.
No, it won't work. I'm telling you right now. I'm excellent at turkey. You cannot freaking microwave a turkey. It will not work.
Why not? What happened?
I thought we could. We did everything else in there.
No. You guys, you put it in a freaking pan. You take out the guts. You put butter on it, salt and pepper, maybe some paprika. You put water at the bottom of the pan. You put it in the oven, and if you don't have stuffing in it, which is probably what you're not going to have, it's 20 minutes a pound.
I think we're just going to turn off this spinner thing in the microwave so that it doesn't, ruin
God,
it. And just
you guys, it will take you 50 hours to do that turkey.
I thought I'd read online it was like 6 minutes in there.
Not for a 25-pound turkey.
That's funny.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So if you've gotten a text from your kids, they're not really that stupid.
They're not.
Right. Hey, speaking
we
of moms,
think.
By the way,
okay.
I wanted to mention I was a good mom this weekend because I went to all four performances of Lucy's play, the
very
high school
good.
Play,
very
Alice in Wonderland,
good
and I
job.
Wanted to give a shout out to everybody, the cast, the crew, the director, Katie Brobst. It was awesome. All the seamstresses who made the costumes, the set designers, the kids backstage, all the people who helped. It was so good.
Did something different happen
And
each?
Something different happened okay. each night because all the kids, it was fun to see the evolution of their performances. The first night, a little bit nervous. The second night, we really got into the role. By the fourth performance, they were ad-libbing and having fun.
That after a nice long weekend, you're becoming a better person.
Wow.
Well, she didn't have that part
of it. Really.
I hope
really.
Lucy does the winter play too.
Oh, we're on to Les Mis. Trust me.
Okay, good.
He's like, Louis, what is that? What is? I'm like, I don't know. I don't. What is
the Lauren and Wally Show?
We know that's the original one
on 105.7 WROR.
Okay. Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. Thanksgiving is coming up this Thursday. And we always like to, this kind of ushers in the entire holiday season. We always like to usher in the holiday season with the return of the Wheel of Meat. And
perfect.
It's just, it gives you that feel for the holidays.
The Wheel of Meat, you'll win a treat, something to eat made of meat.
Can you feel it?
I can feel it.
You'll win a treat, something to eat made of meat. The Wheel of Meat, you'll win a treat, something to eat made of meat. The Wheel of Meat, you'll win a treat, something to eat made of meat. Now throw it on some.
meat, then you get to eat what you eat from the wheel of meat. Lauren, Lauren, Wally, Lauren, Wally. Lauren, Lauren, Wally, Lauren, Wally. The wheel of meat, you'll win a treat, something to eat made out of meat.
Oh, my God.
Isn't this exciting?
The problem is we can never find a sponsor crazy enough to usually do this with us.
But we have, once
again. We found
again.
Someone nutty enough.
That's right. Thank you so much to our friends at McKinnon's Market and Super Butcher Shop. They are incredible.
Yeah.
You can call and order your farm-fresh turkey from McKinnon's. Listen, their turkeys are so fresh, as we told you before, they're still twitching when you put them in the oven. Okay, you can all pick
that's
up
fresh.
You can pick up a frozen turkey for just 49. Listen, it's 49 cents a pound. And remember, McKinnon's has you covered this Thanksgiving with much more than just turkey. From wine to eggnog, cranberry sauce to pumpkin pie, visit them in Danvers, Everett, Portsmouth, and Salem, New Hampshire. They are incredible. Remember when the butchers came in from McKinnon's?
And, these guys are awesome.
Okay, they came in and taught us how to cut meat and all that stuff. So now we have installed the wheel of meat, the actual McKinnon's wheel of meat here in the studio. And we brought in our special wheel of meat spinner, PJ, the eternal intern.
Hi, Pete.
Hey, I feel like Pete. Being away today, okay. Not flipping numbers, but spinning wheels.
Okay. Yep. Now look, okay, could you give the wheel a test spin so we can actually, and you can see this on the interweb, by the way. Okay, there's the test spin of the wheel.
That was pretty weak. Try that again, Pete.
Okay, well, I
don't
want
to.
There you go.
Okay,
that's
good.
Okay.
Yeah, okay,
you
I'll give
run.
It a good spin when we play with the winner.
Okay. Could you kind of run through some of the items that are on the wheel?
Very weak.
I know. Some of the items that are on here, we have 8 pounds of house-cut sirloin tips.
Oh.
We've got 5 pounds of duck leg.
Ooh, 5 pounds of duck
ribs. And let's see, what's 11 pounds of baby back ribs.
Oh, nice.
Baby back,
and,
baby
of course,
back,
the 100-pound turkey.
Yeah, the 100-pound turkey. We got sirloin. We got all that stuff. So now let's meet our wheel spinner this morning. The lucky spinner is Michael McPherson from Dedham, Massachusetts.
All right.
All right.
Hey, good morning, Michael. How you doing today?
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're great, thank you. Did you ever think that in your entire life you'd ever have the unbelievable luck to actually spin the legendary wheel of meat?
I never thought it. I've called plenty of times, but never thought it.
Yeah. It's amazing. Your life's kind of a dream come true now, isn't it, Michael?
I'm complete.
Okay.
This is perfect, too. Michael's from Dedham. PJ's from Dedham.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Fixes in.
Okay, now, Michael, here's what you do. You say 3, 2, 1, and on one, PJ will spin the wheel of meat.
Yeah.
We'll find out exactly what you have won.
What kind of spin do you want, Michael?
Yeah, like what are you looking at here?
You know, good big spin?
A good solid spin. A good one.
A good
solid
spin.
All right,
okay.
Got you.
Okay, you just say 3, 2, 1, and she'll hit it on one. You ready, Michael?
I am.
Go.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, that was a
good spin. Okay, that's a good spin. That's a good spin. And what do we have on the wheel of meat for Michael?
Michael has won a 7-pound boneless leg of lamb.
Whoa! A 7-pound boneless leg of lamb for Michael McPherson from Danvers, Massachusetts.
Dedham.
Oh, I'm sorry, from Denmark. From Dedham, Massachusetts.
From Denmark.
Okay, thanks to McKinnon's Market and Super Butcher Shop. Call to order your farm-fresh turkey from McKinnon's or pick up a frozen turkey for just 49 cents a pound. They got everything you need. McKinnon's is the best. Michael, you hold the line. We'll get you all squared away on your fabulous meat.
Yep.
Meat's about all
great
we can say.
That's right.
Okay, you hang on.
Happy
be right with you. Now,
yeah, don't microwave it.
Okay, yeah, don't microwave it.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.